Pet Life Radio.
You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
The Pet Chef is brought to you by Dog.com. For everything and anything dog, shop Dog.com today for all the top brands. Greenies, Frontline, Kong, Nylabone, Royal Canin, and more. Shop at Dog.com and use the promo code SADCHEF, S-A-D-C-H-E-F, and get $15 off your order of $75 or more.
Welcome to Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Master Pet Chef, Mickey Boisard, and thanks for joining me. You know, on today's show, I'm going to be talking about a recent experience I had with a new puppy. This puppy came to me with severe diarrhea and weight loss, something very serious for all puppies. So I took this little guy to a vet, which is not a place where I hang out too often. My vet visits usually consist of getting my dog's rabies shots every 3 years here in Arizona. Otherwise, that's usually it for vet visits because my four dogs are rarely ill. But because I didn't know much about my new puppy and I knew he was in a weakened state, I took him to a vet, at least to get a parvo test to rule that out. The pup was negative with parvo, but he still experienced severe diarrhea and was not eating much. He was in a very weakened state. So the vet handed me a drug for Giardia. I was to give him this liquid once a day for 5 days. But by the end of the third day, the puppy could not hold the drug down and he vomited it up. I took him back to the vet and the recommendation was to try another drug for another type of worm. At that point, I told the vet, well, that it's time I ended this endless parade and I think I'm going to go natural. He, of course, was not pleased with my decision, but I paid my $150 bill and left with the puppy. Nothing had changed from whence we started, except I did know he did not have parvo. So for the next 2 days, I worked tirelessly to stop the puppy's diarrhea and keep his nutritional level up. After we take a break, I'm going to continue my story and my rant. So we'll be right back with the Pet Chef.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Celebrate your special occasion and give her this classic semi-eternity band created with 1-carat brilliant diamonds, channel set in 14-carat white gold. Exclusively yours from ICE.com. Free shipping over $150, free returns, and 30-day money-back guarantee.
Go to ICE.com and use promo code ACTFP and get 20% off your purchase. Or use promo code ADTFP and get 20% off at Diamond.com. ICE.com or Diamond.com. Get 20% off from Pet Life Radio.
Love your pets but wish their medications were a lot less expensive? They are at 1-800-PetMeds. You'll not only save on flea and heartworm medications, but on prescriptions for arthritis, incontinence, thyroid, and more. And you get fast service, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, our licensed pharmacists ensure accuracy, monitor drug interaction, and more. See why over 5 million people have trusted their pet's health to 1-800-PetMeds, America's largest pet pharmacy. Call now or order online.
Go to PetMeds.com/chef, C-H-E-F, to get 10% off any order and free shipping on orders of $39 or more at PetMeds.com.
There's a movement afoot, ShoeBuy.com. Join the millions of people who shop ShoeBuy.com's over 400 brands and 500,000 products. Order now and get free shipping and free return shipping. ShoeBuy.com, the world's greatest shoe store.
Walk your dog in style and comfort. Enter the code PETCHEF, P-E-T-C-H-E-F, at checkout and get a 10% discount plus free shipping at ShoeBuy.com.
This year, Americans are expected to spend a jaw-dropping $36 billion on their pets. From lighted leashes to high-end spa products, the discriminating pet owner can find just about anything to pamper his or her pet. Hi, this is Michelle Fern. Join me every week for Best Bets for Pets, where we'll talk about the latest pet products and talk to the companies that make them. Best Bets for Pets, every week, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Pet Chef on Pet Life Radio. So, I gave you a short backstory on my brief vet experience with my new puppy who had severe diarrhea. Before I fill you in on some diarrhea control ideas, I want to say that if I didn't know what I know about pet nutrition, or if I didn't have the time I had to care for this puppy, then my story might have a different ending. I might have ended up paying a vet a huge bill, and the puppy would have to fare for himself if I had to go off to work somewhere. So that brings me to the plight of many Americans today. Maybe you're experiencing something similar, or you're aware of friends or family whose pet is ill, but they can't afford any more enormous vet bills, or their time is split between all of the other daily obligations that are in their lives. Our current health system for us humans is unsustainable, both financially and health-wise. And our current health system for our pets is in the same downward spiral. There appears to be very little discussions at vet offices about healthier food for our pets or something other than drugs or surgery as care. When I mentioned to the 20-something vet tech who was weighing my puppy that I grew up on a ranch where the food fed to our animals was all natural, and when a vet came out to see a sick cow or check on our dog who had an earlier encounter with a porcupine but never dispensed any drugs, the young vet tech said to me, "Well, that was then. This is now." Like, then was 100 years ago, and puppies never experienced diarrhea before he was born. Yes, Parvo is serious, and it's newer, but Google the history of Parvo, and you'll read a fascinating story about the wild animals that were thought to be wiped out by Parvo, but came back stronger without vaccines or commercial dog food or drugs. For those of us who grew up in that other century and had pets, we are aware that vet care is not what we remembered it to be. There is a dying breed of rural vets still out there who understand that our pets are simple beings who need simple care. But generally, the dispensing of drugs is what we pay for nowadays at a vet visit. You can't create healthy pets by drugging the pet population into a state of health. So here's the bottom line. Good health for people and pets does not make money for the corporations. If vets are unwilling to learn healthy methods without drugs to care for pets, then pet disease will continue to rise just as it is with humans. There's never enough money to pay for disease. A diseased pet population will just continue to be diseased unless we all address the issue of proper nutrition. As a pet owner or companion or whatever you choose to call yours and your pet's relationship, you do not need to be enslaved by the present conventional treatments handed to you by your vet or the drug companies or the commercial pet food companies. With the last 2 years of housing foreclosures and unemployment, our pets are being turned into animal shelters at an alarming rate, and those are the lucky ones. Many shelters are no longer taking in any more animals, which leaves these pets to be fending for themselves on the streets of every city. So after our break, I'm going to give you a few suggestions to keeping your pet healthy without spending lots of money.
We'll be right back right after these messages. Stay tuned.
There isn't anything we won't do to make sure they're getting the best products and the best care. So when you ask us a question like,
"So how do you feel about cat condos?"
we can say from experience,
"Feels like home for her."
Enter the code PETCHEF10, PETCHEF, the number 10, and get 10% off any order. No minimum at petco.com.
FTD's network of over 40,000 florists around the world have been creating beautiful handcrafted arrangements for 100 years. Each arrangement is delivered the same day and backed by FTD's 7-day satisfaction guarantee. For a century, people have trusted their most important occasions to the flower experts at FTD.
Since Pet Life Radio is all about puppy dogs and flowers, our listeners, that's you, can get a 20% discount on your order. Just go to florop.com and use the code PETCHEF1 at checkout. FLEUROP.com, code word PETCHEF and the number 1.
You ask the question, what do I want? What do I need? I'll take affection. Irene should mention, I need time. I need love. I crave attention.
Love My Pets, the new single by Mark Winter, available in iTunes.
Welcome to Sassy Seniors, a show about our fabulous older dogs and cats. I'm your host, Kelly Jackson. You know, I wanted to create a show to really showcase our senior pets. And, you know, as the human population ages and lives longer, of course, so are our wonderful pets. But many of us with aging pets, it's so interesting. We have a tough time realizing or really admitting that they are seniors. So, in a way, I kind of like to think of our senior pets as wise puppies. What do you think about that? Be sure to join us for another edition of Sassy Seniors. And remember, celebrate your senior pets.
Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Back to the Pet Chef on Pet Life Radio. Having a healthy pet means taking some initiative and stepping out of the present box. I have been educating people for over 25 years on pet diets and nutrition, but I still hear, "Can't you make this experience easier?" For some reason, we've convinced ourselves that preparing any kind of a food is a real drag. So, out of desperation, I did my best to come up with another book on preparing pet food, but it is only 63 pages long, and in one afternoon, you can shop for food and prepare a nutritious meal for your pet. My new book is titled The Dog Chef's Road Food Manual, and you can go to my website, smelllikeadog.com, and order my book for $12.95 plus shipping and get your pets on a better feeding regimen. I include a shopping list where you can find the best deals and preparation instructions. Very bare bones. And I promised you earlier that I would give you a few diarrhea control ideas. One is plain Pedialyte, just as you would use for an infant. That keeps up the electrolytes and hydrates the dog. And you can find that at most grocery stores or big box stores, but make sure it's the plain kind. And my other favorite is colloidal silver. 1 to 2 times a day. You can purchase that at a health food store. And Transfer Factor is a product you need to buy in advance. You can Google that online, and that'll take you to forlife.com. But it is well worth keeping it on hand for all animals. I've seen it turn around a sick dog or even a sick cat very quickly. And then the other one is canned pumpkin. It's great when the diarrhea is starting to subside. You just got to make sure the ingredients read 100% pumpkin, and it's not the pumpkin pie filling. It just says canned pumpkin. Another good thing is a pet probiotic. That's very necessary once the pet is starting to eat. And also including 500 milligrams of vitamin C a day, that helps restore the kidney function. And by the way, my puppy is fine and dandy and chewing a bone here as I speak. So I'm out of time, and I want to thank our producers for making this show possible. And you can go to my website, smelllikeadog.com. You can also send me your questions or comments to Mickey, M-I-C-K-I, at petliferadio.com. So until next time, bon appetit.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.